God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello, and welcome. Welcome to Dog Poetlandia, here under the shine of Sirius. Under the Sirius cluster, hovering in the saucer pod, we are, oh yeah, gone with the wind, sayonara. We're hovering above Egypt this evening and hoping for the best and hoping that the controlled opposition gets reversed on itself. I must apologize for giving you less than you may have wished for in this broadcast, but there is that little time to get this done, or we don't even have one this week again. I have been extremely busy. And so I'm just going to find some things to recite or read some things, and hopefully they'll be of some value to you in lieu of my doing what I usually do. There are good signs on the horizon for our collective relocation, as if you're aware of it, then you're aware of it. If you're not, well, maybe you will be, and maybe you won't. Anyway, but all things in time. Yes, indeed. So, well, here's something. Something I call the wall. You know, they're building a wall around Israel, or no, it's Jerusalem, or somewhere. Yeah, maybe around the whole country. I have no idea. Oh, just around where the occupado area is, however the case may be. Anyway, the wall. I want to build a wall. I would build it with my own hands. Too smooth to climb, too high to throw over, too strong to tear down. A wall that can be worn away only by love over a very long, long time. A wall through Jerusalem, cutting off the east, giving the rest to the Jews. But it will never be enough. It never is. They want it all. And the Palestinians and the howling mob want it all too. And they want the Jews dispersed and dead as well, in effect. So we must have a wall, because peace cannot come without harmony, and harmony cannot come without love, and love cannot come without self-forgetting, and the self that is not cannot stop reminding itself that it exists. Having it all is useless without being able to share, like a child, and these are children, alone in a room full of toys, home alone with the ball, those whom the gods would destroy. Physical Jerusalem is not spiritual Jerusalem. Herein lies the problem. False advertising is slick as a bead of water on a perfect ass. Not getting what you thought you got will only make you mean. A handful of dust, a bad dream. So we need a wall to divide a lie in half. Let them build ovens in the wall to bake their loaves, for Bethlehem is the house of bread, or many niches to intern their dead. Let them be separate and apart, as they already are in their heart. We need a wall to be in the space where the wall already is. As has been said, good fences make good neighbors. That is the sum of it. Every religion and faith that claims to be one, that claims to be the one, excuse me, is from that moment wrong. Because one is all. There is nothing outside of one. One is all-encompassing and one. One is one, not two. There is no me and there is no you. No Arab, no Jew. Appearances. God inhabits no land in exclusion, no synagogue, no mosque. These are only projections of the vanity of man. Anthropomorphic Disneyland. God did not give you the Kabbalah for you to enhance personal gain. The Quran is not a license to plunder and maim. God is love, a spiral like the curl in a closed fist. Unseen in the dust dervish, that which is in a cloud. You cannot interpret, you cannot explain. So we need a wall. I will gladly abandon my dreams to build it. Let it stand as a message to everyone. Then call out to your God in the shadow of it. Separate from yourself, as you have always been. Now you can pray and dance, scream and laugh and cry, or walk all the way around the earth to the other side of it. Time enough to think. Let the wall stand as evidence that although we are, we cannot be one. Let the wall stand as endless testimony that we have missed the point. Let it stand as the manifest symbol of that barrier we cannot pass. Let it stand as long as the honeyed light pours from the sun, until the real Jerusalem shall rise, and then the wall is gone. And this is because you don't know. Without suffering, life would have no meaning. Without the irritation of our incompetence, we would never go looking. This place I know. Where the rivers meet and a paradise of wind, trumpets through the sunlight, this place is filled with resurrection, and fearing death we cannot live. When they broke the egg, when they broke his body, it was like some sweet pomegranate split open before the iridescent senses of the soul. It turned to something more than vapor, this incense of love. He made what seemed useless beautiful, has crucified the mind, has broken the tyrant with the force of his own disbelief. In an instant, the fabric of appearances tears. Light pours like lava over the towers we have erected to ourselves. Nothing remains. Love comes into the prison house and we wrap ourselves in the bars. Fight to remain within the confinements of our bodies, so the liberator is feared and hated. Does it seem unusual to be offered forever and to scream for death? If you would come, you must come alone. Yea, it might be a lie, but you got the guarantee. Okay. And then some short pieces. This was for Lao Tzu. The old fellow grew backwards. Each situation was a return, so that light was a bright sequence of mirrors facing emptiness. And then, when all the world is mine, and you are mine as well, I'll vaporize desire and take you out of hell. And then, along came Jones. No. Whether you are or have been, I do not know. I is the pivoting of mind upon itself. A moment in view of what has passed beyond you. Okay. I sought you in the dark kingdoms and before the thrones of light. Chased my heart's beat through a broken rainbow down the stairways of time. Followed the wind through a million windows, poured into a chalice of wine. I was drunk upon the stage of this world. I worshipped you in the image and the lie, and I died for you. In my imagination I died. There is no end to living or to the things that I tried. Giving up was the totality of all that I attained, and then I shattered the sky with joy until it rained. Okay? It is morning, and sleep must come, while the opening wings unfold and fly away. The fool looked long and deeply into the pool, where there swam myriads of enchanted fish. Millions of eyes lit the forest with life, while we were light years away, coupling in God this morning. Okay. I pulled open the gates of new cities, built new temples for new gods, and through it all I found that nothing had changed. The same people believed it all, and the same people believed nothing. So I went away to an empty shore and watched the sea, watched the world begin and end in the same moment, and I dreamed of women with their eyelids closed in grief, grieving for what they cannot accept, must always be. Okay. Till the Caesars bleed apple tree white, and the red dragon has swallowed the night, this bomb of fantastic time will tick away the moments of our dance. Until the sea sets free the unicorn, until the mind goes blind with thought, on that day when the last fish is caught. And then, I have seen you go by, wrapped in expensive things, riding in Babylon's swiftest chariot and being very much into temporary things. You didn't know that I was rich too. Rich as a king, and I loved you, and I told you so. In words drawn up from the heart's deepest chamber, you will, as is forever the case, uncover at last the extent of your poverty. Then I will feed you with my imperishable spirit and wash your life with truth. Okay. Graceful river's edge you have become, the soul of nature in an unknown tongue, the nightingale of love, the softness of rain, the mist on the mountains and the heart of the flame. And I lean upon your ocean like a wave upon the sea. Sometime, one day, we shall all be this way, in the arms of the mother, both sister and brother. Okay. Raft of love, ride easy on the waves. You know what makes men slaves, and though you cannot force them to be free, you will not leave the sea. Eternal, forever eternal, within the absolute our destinies entwine and burn like candles of endless wax, a time-traveled circle of events, interchangeable, creating God and man to replace each other. Your glass eyes deceived me. I thought you knew. Your veiled heart misled me too. Out from the well of black time, her belly moved and we were sucked into a wet breathing silence. Awkward, we looked on emptiness profound and filled the darkness with words to explain what had preceded us. Seeing finally from a helpless unfolding dream how great was the darkness in which the lights of heaven burn, and how great was the darkness into which we return. Okay. Men approach me with nonsense, and I reply in their native tongue, as if I understood them. Okay. The government became oppressive, where once it set men free, now it binds them, for after a time, the government becomes a living thing, and like men, desires to be eternal, thinking that eternity lies in resisting change, when change is the cornerstone of eternity. Okay. Triadic sunburst of love, we crept childlike to the altar in deep summer, where hands gently brushed together through torrents of life in Toronto, promiscuous with peace. Okay. Tao is the cat's meow in the magic forest of dreams. Okay. Under the deepest rock in the furthest of reach of time, God wrote his name in little letters in a fine hand. He wrote, G-O-D, God. We are like two people who, pulling at a door, then turn after a time to find themselves in the same room. Okay. Silence is the space between absence and time, is the space in the absence that is missing. Why do you touch yourself with loneliness when you could touch yourself with me? Why do three swallows fly into a blue sky across the wide sea? One thing about fallen women, there's always someone around to pick them up. In the cell blocks, thoughts cluster and explode. Invisible stars shine through steel faces, while the razor cuts and the mind erases, but does not die when the blade is your eye. Some of these things I wrote when I was in prison. Someday the door will open and we will leave this house of words where we have been speaking to a host who has already heard all that we have to say. Who has already heard, but who listens anyway. And I guess I will conclude with moments held together by the web of interwoven motion, like one sad and secret ocean heaving. We plaited fingers on midnight beaches in shades dressed beneath the light of eternity's half-sister. We closed our openings with each other. Ah, then, we have rather rapidly reached the end of yet another broadcast, and I will see you next week, next Voka, if there is one. So, then, shall I just say, without complicating it too very much, greetings and salutations to all the true gods in all the true religions and all the true people who worship them, and for those who have gone beyond, even greater blessings as it may be so. Hallelujah. That said, all right, aloha and haru! Little raspy tonight because I stopped smoking a while ago, and there you have it. Anyway, I already said goodnight, didn't I? Okay.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.